Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. As wildfires get more intense, there are questions about how effective prescribed fire and other fuel treatments can be. As Murphy Woodhouse reports, new research has insights.
The 2020 season brought large, severe wildfires to Colorado. Together, the Cameron Peak, East Troublesome, Mullen, and Calwood fires burned nearly 600,000 acres and destroyed more than 1,000 homes. But within their perimeters, some 25,000 acres had received fuel treatments like thinning or prescribed fire, or had already burned in recent wildfires.
Did they work? What could we have done better? What was the most effective?
That's Camille Stevens-Ruman, a Colorado State University fire ecologist and lead author of a recent study of those burns.
Those treatments still did something, even when we had those really extreme days. You know, we're talking about 50 to 100,000 acres burning in a single day.
According to the paper, areas that had been burned by either prescribed or previous wildfire saw less intense fire during the 2020 blazes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
More than 91,000 XL customers across the Front Range are without power today. Company officials say they're working as fast as they can to get power back on, but they did issue more outages this morning following a particularly dangerous designation from the National Weather Service. Forecasters expect more high wind and dry fire conditions today, with gusting winds capable of reaching 90 miles per hour this afternoon. XL Energy says customers in Boulder, Clear Creek, Gilpin, Jefferson, Larimer, and Weld counties will be impacted. The updated map also shows Adams. It could take days to get everything back online. Police in Commerce City have seized quite the haul, 77 hens and roosters that they say were being trained for cockfighting. Investigators served a search warrant yesterday after a U.S. postal inspector flagged a suspicious package at the property last month. Police say it contained blades designed to be attached to birds' talons. A 45-year-old man was arrested on a felony charge related to animal fighting. Police say he admitted to preparing the birds and supplying them to a family member.